Hello, everyone. We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. And Eagles at 6-5 here, Howie, three straight wins. And everybody's feeling pretty good about it. How about you?
Yeah, excited about the opportunity we get in the last five games. Obviously, we made a lot of progress from where we were, 1-3, 3-5. And I think it speaks a lot to the character and determination of our football team.
This roster, so young, developing, so much trust in all the young players. You've obviously overseen this thing, Howie, and it's got to be gratifying to see players earn the trust of the coaching staff and then go out and produce.
Well, it is for our scouting staff, and when we talk about the process that our scouts go through and getting the right people here on and off the field, you want to see results. And what we see is we have 36 players under the age of 26 years old, which is really exciting for now and the future. And the coaching staff doing a great job of integrating those players onto the team and getting them playing time early.
I'd like to get some educated facts on some of these players and sure. The progress they've made. Lane Johnson, day one to now.
Lane Johnson is a guy that from when we first got him to where he's going to be as a pro is going to be a huge difference. It's not going to be anything that you see incrementally, but because of what kind of talent he has in his body, the tools, the explosiveness, the length, the athletic ability, and the work ethic, he's going to continue to get better. Now, we're also talking about a right tackle on a very explosive offense who's playing well now. But when you're looking at his ceiling and what he can do, it's all in front of him.
Last year's number one, Fletcher Cox, from then to now.
Really, you see the huge jump from year one to year two that happens in a player like Fletcher Cox. And we thought he had a good rookie year. But you see him being used in this scheme, being able to two-gap, play the run really well, and then obviously as a pass rusher, you see some special skills. When you see that guy run at 330 pounds and chase down quarterbacks, chase down backs, foul plays down the field, that athletic ability, it's rare.
Was there concern for him going from a 4-3 to a 3-4?
We talked about Fletcher Cox early on, Dave. I think he's just too athletic. He's too good of a football player. We felt like he was going to be a core player for us for a long time.
Nick Foles, third round last year to the top-rated passer in the NFL this year.
Well, when you talk about Nick, he really had a great preseason as a rookie last year and then came into last year in a tough spot with a lot of injuries on our offensive line, a lot of injuries on the skill positions of our football team. Now getting a chance to play with those starters, getting our offensive line healthy, making some additions to our offense. He's done a really good job.
You know, I think I'm going to ask you about only a couple because I know we could go on forever about this because the draft classes from 12 and 13 are so critical in building the core. I look at somebody like Brandon Boykin, and he's so versatile. Did you see all this in him when you drafted him, Howie?
Well, it's funny, Dave. When we were sitting there in the fourth round of last year's draft, and we had used that top of the fourth round pick on D'Amico Ryan, mm-hmm. who's mm-hmm. doing a great job for us. And so we kind of put his name on the board. All right, that's our pick. Pretty happy with that fourth-round pick. And now we see the top-rated player on our board is Brandon Boykin. And as a football team, we felt like there was a need for a young cornerback, an explosive player, a guy who could play special teams, return kicks. And so we had to sweat out that pick. And when you have a player that you really like, you're sitting there in the draft room, and you think everyone else is going to take him. So, this team's going to take him, this team. There's no way we're going to get him. So we sat around and we said, for all of us, think of something good you've done in the last few months. Bring some good karma to this room so we can get Brandon Boykin on this football team. So we were really excited about him. He's a playmaker. He works really hard. He continues to get even better at the cornerback position, at the nickel position, and his future is very bright.
The defensive core, the front six that you have that you've been rotating in, all young kids, all developing, and if you can build that into a special group, the whole defense is going to be outstanding.
Well, that's going to set the tone for our whole defense. We believe in building along the lines, and when you talk about that group with Cedric Thornton and Fletcher Cox and then Benny Logan, we felt like the way Benny had played in the preseason, the way he played at LSU, the way he was practicing, he deserved an opportunity to play. His future was incredibly bright, so that was really the reason we made the Soap trade, is to get him on the field, to get our young players on the field. We didn't think we needed to take a step back in doing that, but just to see how violent he is with his hands and then the athletic ability as well, if we can get that group to be really the head of our defense, it's going to be a very tough group to deal with.
One thing, Howie, that I really like here, the competitiveness. You go out, you bring in players like Jeff Mail and Rock Carmichael and Najee Good and all of these free agents, Connor Barwin and Donnie Jones, and such a neat mix. And it really seems like everybody's pushed each other to raised their level of play to the point where you insert Rock Carmichael, he plays well. You put Najee Good in there, he plays well. You like that, huh?
Well, one of the points about that is when we're drafting, we're going to take the best player because you don't know where you're going to have injuries. You don't know where you're going to have a need in a year or two. And so when you do that, you create even better competition. So maybe you have a really strong position, but in this league, everyone needs depth. Everyone's looking for good players. So good players help you get other resources to help your football team.
Howie, what are you looking for here when December 1st arrives, the Cardinals come to town, and in my opinion, the playoff season begins?
Well, it's funny because as a scouting staff, we're really focused on free agency. We had our first draft meeting this week, which is really exciting, going over the first three rounds. We had a bunch of our scouts in town for the game. We'll have a continued scout meetings in the next few weeks. And so we just want to evaluate. We want to get in a position where we're not – it's a roller coaster of a season. So we're not taking the highs and just taking that moment right there or the lows and taking that moment. But evaluating our team, we have to know our team inside and out so we can know the needs that we have on our football team as we go forward.
Howie Roseman, Eagles General Manager, enjoy the weekend. Thank you for joining us
in studio.
Appreciate it. On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.